This weekend, sheep shearers from 21 countries will compete in the World Shearing Championship in Edinburgh, Scotland. At the most advanced level, competitors shear an average of 20 sheep in 15 minutes. Paul Huffman is the head of the United States team. He joins us from the World Shearing Village in Edinburgh. Mr. Huffman, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And is it as simple as you got to shear more sheep than anyone else, or are there other criteria?
Oh, I wish it was that simple. Speed is part of it, but along with cutting the wool off without cutting the sheep, you also need to do it in a way that the fleece isn't cut in more than one piece.
And yeah, because little gnarly bits of sheep's wool probably don't do much for anyone.
No, exactly.
I think I can safely speak in behalf of many people who say that if you gave us 5 days to shear a sheep, we couldn't do it. How do you guys do it in less than a minute?
Well, it takes years and years of practice to hone your skills, I guess. And there's a pattern that we shear to. There's actually a science involved in the study of ergonomics.
Well, tell us about the pattern, if you could.
Well, the pattern of shearing the sheep would start out, you would sit them on their backside, and you would take about 4 blows or strokes down the belly. Then you would go up to the back hip, and there'd be another, probably half a dozen strokes there. And then standing them up, you would harvest the neck just as though you had a winter coat. You take your arm out.
Yeah.
Then we move over to the shoulder. Once the shoulder's out, we turn the sheep, and then we move our own body, and the footwork is very important. You need to be turning your toes in and turning your toes out at appropriate times. And then we start peeling the other side of the neck and then pull the other shoulder out, and then you've got the whole coat off the animal, and you're ready to release him.
We're talking about like a 150-pound animal, aren't we?
Yep.
Mr. Huffman, is there one national sheep-shearing team that seems to win this championship more than any other?
Typically, I'd say the New Zealanders are always favored, but I think the team from Scotland is going to give them a pretty good go. Mm. New Zealand breeds the best sheep shearers. They have it down to a science down there. It's an honor to come here from New Zealand and shear for their country, and it's going to be hard to beat the Kiwis.
You know, people around the world 40-some years ago were astonished when Dr. Roger Bannister ran a mile in under 4 minutes. Is there a sheep-shearing barrier that would astonish people these days?
You know, there certainly is. There's a man here who happens to be a Kiwi. David Fagan is his name. And in 18.5 seconds, he's harvested the wool off of a sheep. And that is just unbelievable.
Good luck to you, Mr. Huffman.
Well, thank you.
Paul Huffman is head of the U.S. sheep shearing team competing this weekend at the World Shearing Championship in Edinburgh.